Car guys and car gals, welcome to the Car Guy Coffee Cafe. This is Lou Ramirez, the car guy.
And this is Fred Lenarts, the subprime hero.
And we are right here in the cafe with these guys right here from Commonwealth Credit Solutions.
Man.
The incredible, the amazing Matt Bratcher and Nate Lichtenberg. These guys are brewing solutions for people that are trying to find a way to have a little bit of the American dream that comes with something inside of your driveway, okay? And that is the connection to a car. And these guys are doing it.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are making things happen for people, and I'm excited to have them in the cafe.
Man, I'm excited for multiple reasons. You know, one, their company's amazing. They're an up-and-coming company. They've been growing and working really hard to get to where they're at. They are local people, a local business.
Bro.
They are the local business that can do national things. It's unbelievable. So it's a beautiful opportunity. There are also two guys that we're co-workers with at one point, and we got to see them grow in that business too, in the car business. We got two car guys that have gone out, reached out, and blossomed, and now they're doing their own thing right now. How much? I mean, that's like makes me so proud to see what they're doing. You know, and not only that, but they're two of the funniest guys you'll ever meet, and you guys are about to find out.
No, we're going to be professional on this. So.
They are the second two best-looking people in the current room right now. I'm just playing. You guys are beautiful.
We're in a different room, so thanks. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. So, but you guys look beautiful today. I love the suits. I like the swag. I appreciate you guys showing up today to look right because that means that you guys are ready to do some business and get some talking going, and I like that. And that's what it's all about. And that's how you grow, man. You got to come to the game ready to win the game.
And honestly, we have to thank you guys, too, because what we do wouldn't be possible without you all. I remember coming up in the business and Lou really kind of taking me under his wing, showing me the right way to do video and really put yourself out there and engage with folks. So that's kind of where I'll just start with that.
Not only that, just, I mean, like you said, you know, being, you know, former car guys, which, I mean, are you really ever former? I mean, once a car guy, always a car guy. You know, and Lou and Fred had so much to do with my upbringing and my success in the car business, which has led to this, you know. So, man, we owe a lot to you guys. So, you know, we're definitely excited to be here and share this venture with you guys.
Everybody, hit your chest one time. We are in the cafe, and we are drinking that Car Guy coffee, and we are affecting the heart. Go ahead and hum real quick.
Yes.
You taste what it is that's brewing inside of the cafe.
Man, and I do, guys, man. And I want to tell you guys thank you for that. That means a lot. Yes. And I appreciate you throwing honor there. But here's the thing, guys. As far as you guys are coming, I love that you give us some credit for that, but you guys have done such a good job. You guys are self-motivated people. You guys are both people who look for that next level, right? You're always looking to grow. You know, my whole mantra and Lou's mantras are keep growing, right? You have to keep growing. And you guys are doing that, and I'm so proud to say that. You know, to me, everybody that's ever – if I've ever been able to pour something inside, you know, and show you something and it worked for you and you use that for future things or whatever it was, that's huge to me, you know, and that's what I want to see. And I want to see people become successful and do things that are amazing that just blow your mind. You know, what you guys are doing are great, and I can't wait to talk about it some more.
I want to get a little bit deeper, folks, but in order for us to do what it takes to grow from the
you already know what's up.
Keep growing, we have to apply 3 F's. And that is to forgive, focus, and fly. So we're going to go ahead and do that together one time. Get it for the highlight reel. That's going to be like 2 hours long.
Come on, boys.
1, 3. 1, 2, 3. Forgive, focus,
fly.
Keep growing.
Wake up.
Let me tell you something, okay? Nate Lichtenberg, the guy would put on the pickle suit, and I'd say, all right, dude, I'm going to hit a song. One whole song. I need you to give it to me. And he would put it on, get throughout the entire showroom, and give me some crazy whatever, man. I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm just doing these things, and I'm having fun. And he'd give his whole heart to it.
That's
it
right.
So much fun for him to
He brings so much energy. That energy hasn't stopped. That energy still goes on daily in this office.
That's what keeps us going, too.
So.
You always have to have a pickle outfit around.
That's right.
Yes.
You got to have something. You got to have some sort of a mascot. If it's not inside of a suit, it's got to be you. And maybe even if you're in a suit, because you'd still do it rocking the suit that you are. So with that, guys, let's go ahead and flow with this real quick. And let's make some for those of you that are listening that can't see what it is that we're talking about. and are hearing this while you're making your drive to where it is that you're going, these guys in here have a common trait that's within the frequency of what a good solid car guy or a subprime hero all need to have. And that's that they fundamentally always wanted to find a way to take care of the customer.
The connection
that we built together was on the premise of we don't necessarily need to have a lot of quantity, but a lot of quality, right? Matt, you know,
great conversations and moments
we would have inside of the office. But these guys would want to dig deep and didn't like to settle with unsold traffic.
Mm-hmm.
Because they completely understood that these people are going to buy. These people are going to find a way to purchase something, and I want to be a part of the way to help them.
Yep.
So at heart, they would come and they would seek the knowledge. They would seek the way that they could set their customer up for success, because in a month, in 2 months, in a couple weeks, in 3 months, whatever it is, I want to still help this customer and I want to give them the path. So, and it was when our culture came mainly into the store and shifted a few things and showed a little bit of different closing techniques from the side of trying to really take care of the customer, and the climate of our store changed into not selling cars but solving transportation problems.
Yes.
You know what I mean? There was that shift at heart that said, hey, what if I actually really just help more people? I'll eventually see more money. But really, I'll just help more people. You know, the doctor wants to help people.
Yep.
They're just going to see a lot of big checks with a lot of surgeries, right? Well, these guys right here are the surgeons of, and they were seeking it out early. And how do I cut into a person's credit and help fix the things that are wrong with them and have them come back to me? Because I just made a friend. You just sat me here, boss, for 2 hours with this person, and I've really made a friend. Now I want to help them buy a car.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not even just, you know, to sell the first car. But if you, you know, help somebody that purchases a vehicle, and let's say it's a double-digit interest rate, you help them with that credit, they're going to come back to you even sooner to trade up, trade out, you know, and upgrade. And that's another deal, and, you know, it's another connection and another, you know, just avenue.
And if you're genuine with people and you really take care of them, the field doesn't stop there, because obviously we always want to sell all their friends, all their family. We want to be their solutionary forever. So in, you know, Lou and Fred, and we've preached this forever, we're selling solutions, not necessarily a vehicle. Because a lot of times, you know, these folks are used to hearing no, and we don't want to say that anymore. We just want to say, not right now, not yet, but we've got a plan. So let's put something in action, and let's get you where you need to be.
Yes, that's
exactly right, man. About.
And they would seek it out then, right? We'd print out a credit report, break down a few things for them so that they can go in there. Put an arm around them. Hey, let's really focus on this. Let's figure it out. Whether you were a young man or a person who's gone through the ringer in life, they wanted to sit there and give you direction and how to set up for success.
Education. We wanted to educate you. You know, and I mean, that's one of our biggest things is, especially in the credit world, you know, when people, you know, have subprime credit, you know, 9 out of 10 times, it's not maybe they just didn't pay their bills. Maybe it's just they weren't educated. And
I love that. I got an idea. I don't know if you guys have thought of this, and I'm sure you have, man. You know, have you guys thought about doing a local convention that's for subprime people to come and learn how to build credit? Just maybe just for like a free class, like give them like a, give them like
we,
a
actually, we actually taught a class last night, you know, with a realtor and a major bank here that's local, you know.
Dude, just
very geared toward more of, you know, person to home. But, you know,
why not just go crazy with it, like, on social media? Like, what I mean is, like, I think that you guys could just really crush it in because we know the market. We know how much subprime people there are. Mm-hmm. We know how many people who are looking for help. But they're – so if you guys offered, like, something like a 30-minute to an hour, like, little – like, you ran out, like, a hotel area and you just have these people come and they're – it's free. But they come in, they get an hour free class, but you only give them the pinpoint.
Right.
And see, you're leading right in to the major, you know, program that we're releasing right now.
Oh, I love it.
You said, you know, come and sit with me and let us teach you. But, you know, hey, we're in Louisville. So if you're in Cincinnati, Indianapolis, things of that nature, this program is a fully integrated video education program that will teach people from A to Z everything they need to know about credit, reading their credit reports,
building positive credit without creating debt, and even how to fix those past credit mistakes. This is an education program out there like no other, you know, and it's coming from trusted sources. You know, there's a lot of bad information out there. You know, a lot of people get some bad information. You know, and it may be bad information from friends and family, but didn't mean to give bad information.
Right.
Exactly. You know, so you got to have that accurate and correct information that's going to help, you know, propel your scores and, you know, make your credit report healthy.
No doubt about it. And that's great information, and I'm glad that you guys are doing that, because education is something that's not being taught to people in the high schools. They're not being taught in that level. They don't explain credit. You know, so, and if they do, the education that they get is from their parents. And if their parents are just not educated themselves, and I hate to say this, folks, if you're watching and you have, and your credit's not there, that's not, and don't take this the wrong way. Education is not your fault. Sometimes you just weren't provided this education. Sometimes, or whatever education you were given, which was self-taught, home-taught, was just the wrong thought. You know, it's like, how many people have you come in and said, hey, but I've got good credit. I pay my cell phone bill.
Well, they don't know. Or they don't raise. If you don't have cash, you don't buy it.
Yeah. Right.
Well, unfortunately, but you don't also don't have a track record proving that you can make payments. So,
right.
They went off to college and, hey, you want a free backpack? Sign up for this credit card. You know.
Yeah. Maybe they bought pizza from a whole dorm and, you know, and they
forgot about it
and made a bill. And now they're still suffering from those, you know, effects.
Or they just got a credit card and they maxed it out and just never paid it. And that's okay. People make mistakes. We all learn. You know, the key is to learn from that and to not repeat those exact same mistakes. But they don't understand how important it is. They don't understand until the day they need a car or a house. Right?
You know what I mean?
Yes.
No different than a doctor that's able to take a look at what's going on with your medical screening, the x-rays, all of those things, and explain, hey, this is what is happening in there. This is what can be done. These guys know what they're talking about. And they've seen it in full action, and they're seeing it explode for people. They're seeing great testimonies. They're seeing customers get giant checks in the mail because of things happening.
Yeah, I've seen those ones that they
post. Those checks, so the people watching this also understand where those checks come from and a little bit more of a background of what we do. You know, we have developed into, and we are now a legal firm, you know, with paralegals and attorney, you know, in-house counsel. And when we find, you know, violations on credit bureaus, you know, you have to give the bureau a chance to fix it. But what happens if they don't fix it? At that point, we sue them, you know, and that's all included with our program for our clients. And it's not get rich money, but, you know, it fixes the problem. And then the bureaus have to pay for, you know, damage in their credit report. And anytime we can fix somebody's credit from a past mistake and get them paid at the same time,
oh, that's usually a pretty good testimony.
Yeah,
people like that.
It's an instant announcement to the person that you're helping that you taking the steps to do something right pays you, and it actually is a tangible win for you and your finances going forward. It is worth the investment to get involved, and it's actual simple solutions that you guys master down to make sure to connect people to what it is that their dreams are, right?
Mm-hmm. And it's like you said, you got to take action. You know, and a lot of people don't take action because they're embarrassed. But what we tell everybody is, look, man, you know, if you're embarrassed about your credit, the only reason you should be embarrassed is if you're not doing something to fix it. You know, most people that feel like they have bad credit are probably not in as bad a situation as they really think they are. And literally, with the right education and the tools, you can turn your credit around in 90, you know, days, 6 months, definitely within a year. It can be that quick of a turnaround if you do it the right way.
And every car salesman has had somebody come into their lot, and I want a four-door, whoop, 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 4x4, V8, you know, and they live, if they're good at what you do, they leave in a Fiesta because they couldn't, you know, swing the payment or, you know, qualify. Right. But when you take that individual and you build that rapport and they start to trust you, as they should, because if you're a good person and you're truly a good salesperson.
You're in for the right reason.
Yeah, you're in it for the right reason. And you just kind of educate these people. Like, listen, you know, what do we always say, Lou? See, you got to crawl before you walk. You got to walk before you can run. So let's get you building. But perhaps if you turn that person onto our program and say, hey, you're going to get all the education that you need. And
at that point in 12 months, they do come back because they have brought that score up, you know, 100, 150 points. They've gotten rid of a lot of those issues. They've consolidated their student loans, whatever it was holding them back. And now you get to put them in that dream vehicle. Every car from then on, they're buying from you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. They've really connected and made a friend, and that is something that you guys have mastered, and you celebrate inside of the successes
yes.
of the people that you've helped.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, it's like the doctor's office that you walk into and you see all the pictures of the babies all over the place, right? And then, you know, like, and you're like, oh, look at the kitties. Oh, wow, you helped that one and this one and that one, right? These pictures and these testimonies and these memories that you're helping people make, you know, buying a house is a great memory in life. Buying a boat is a great memory in life. You know what I mean? And being able to have the credit muscle to flex in those directions is a great victory for people in life. And you have been wanting to set people up for that for life. Your testimonies of it done inside of your own life, and you've been able to see things get activated by the use of credit. That's what dealers are fighting for out there, car guys and car gals.
Yep.
For those of you that are trying to figure out how to bridge the gap between the subprime customer and the prime customer, that this entire paradigm shift of finances in the United States, understand that these correction things can be applied properly to help you right step what you're going through. And these guys have the solutions for it, and they want to educate you on it. So inside of this fresh news, folks, I want to make sure that we do highlight, one, that this brew has been brought to you by Think
Ag Group. You know what's
up. Elite
FNI. Yeah, FI.
That's right.
Right. Partners. And it's Elite FI Partners is the full name. You guys need to check them out. That's their website. www.elitefipartners.com. Think Ag Group is www.thinkaggroup.com. Very simple, very easy for you. And the companies, they're much like we're talking to these two credit solutionaries over here. We have these other solutionaries that do very similar things. They're just good people that are just trying to help. So if you're looking for the get to that next level, get your credit up a little bit, get your mind up a little bit, get your business up a little bit, get your F&I box up a little bit, get a hold of these companies. All three of these companies right now are doing some amazing stuff. Do not miss out on these opportunities. Get in early. Do it before it's too late. The best time to start something is right the freak now.
That's right.
Why wait till tomorrow? Why wait 2 minutes later? Just do it. Grind it out.
Well, you know, definitely with Think Ag Group and the F&I Elite, you know, and for us, you know, this program is DIYCreditEducation.com.
Oh, yeah.
And we have an affiliate program for all you car guys and car gals out there. So if you are running into subprime, you know, clients, if you're running into people that can't get approved, you know, we can become an affiliate with the DIY Credit Education, and every program that you provide to your client, to your customer, you actually make a kickback as well.
Bing bong.
So for those that, you know, because, I mean, we've been there. You sit with a client for an hour to be told no, and you're like, man, I can't do nothing now. But hopefully, you know, we can give you the tools and the knowledge of the education where we're going to see you in the next, you know, 30, 60, 90 days, you know, but also – you got paid for your time.
Folks, that was so CGC approved. That is exactly what we're trying to say as far as is the connection point for car guys to connect to what they're trying to do and get the customer taken care of. Get somebody set up better inside of life. These guys have the education, and you will still be paid for helping somebody. They have the way to do so, and I'm excited that they're here.
The affiliate thing, guys, I don't know if you guys are hearing that, you car people out there. If you heard that affiliate and you're always saying, oh, I don't have enough money, I work hard and I sell 20 cars a month, but they don't pay me enough, you want to make a little bit of extra, get into this affiliate, man. Why not have multiple streams of income?
Hello.
They're giving you opportunity, and this affiliate program will give you an opportunity not just to make extra money, but to make extra money on top of extra money.
Yes.
It's like a double
deal. And the beautiful part is, too, because we all know how valuable leads are, once you that person signs up under your link, you now have all their contact information forever.
Right.
So now you know who to follow up with.
Yes.
Set a 30-day reminder. Set a 60-day reminder. Set a 90-day reminder. Hey, how are things going? Are you still looking? I know you want this. This is what came in inventory. Where are we at? Are you working the program? What can I do to help you?
You know, and that's the toughest thing. It's the toughest thing in the world is to get a horse, bring them to water, and make it drink, and make them drink the water also. Trust me, I've been doing this a long time. So people, the ones that do drink the water, which you're talking about, taking that level of setting the reminders even, there's going to be people who will, and folks, I'm pointing at you, so make sure that you guys understand what I'm saying. There's some of you out there watching the show right now that are listening to this and going, yeah, I want to do that. But then you do it. You go ahead and set up and you get this customer and you put them in the system and you do all this, but you don't follow up with them. Mm-hmm. Follow up is probably the weakest thing in most salespeople's repertoire. Yeah. They think they try to get enough of that low-hanging fruit. That low-hanging fruit's great. Oh, it's cool. But that everybody can get that low-hanging fruit. But
when you build that client base, man, that sets you up, if you can find that home dealership that you consider home and build those relationships with those clients two, 3 years in,
but that takes
they're
a lot of
calling
work.
You're not prospecting them anymore, and you're boom.
You're right.
That's huge.
We still get calls about cars.
Absolutely.
You're 100% right on that. You know, when you do the work, you have enough and you build up that pipeline and it becomes huge in your CRM, your whole network. Whether it really, like you said, staying in one place is great, but you build up the network so much that you can go anywhere and take your clients with you, just like you just said, right? You're gone and there's still people calling you, right?
Yeah.
But the guy who literally, you talked about earlier, you help somebody, you tell them, hey, go build your credit, they come back, they buy a car, they're going to buy cars from you the rest of their lives. True, yet you still have to do work. You still have to follow up. The one time that you don't do the birthday card or the one time that you don't follow up with them because of something, they don't buy it. They hate you. That's how thin that line is in when it comes to
football. I mean, man, but it used to be way more difficult, way more time-consuming as well. I mean, you sit down and write a thank you card, write a birthday card, send out a newsletter. But, over the last couple of years, those things have actually become so much easier with automation. And if you're a car guy and you don't understand and you don't really work automation to have that working for you and working smarter, reach out to us on that. We'd be glad to just give information on that.
Building Podcast 2.0.
Yeah.
And I love that too, and that's why I love, that you're talking about this because it's all that is so true.
Yes.
But, you got 90% that's going to not do it, and there's going to be 10% that still do it. And they know that it's – even though they know that it's going to help them be successful, they're not going to do it. And that's why we try to preach it so much, and I try to beat it like a dead horse. And I think that people need to hear it every single day. They need to hear stuff like this, that you need to put that extra work in. It's okay. Like I said, low-hanging fruit is great.
Sure.
But everybody.
Yeah, but that's what the low-hanging fruit versus the one that takes the low-hanging fruit and develops a relationship. That's the difference between your top 2-3 car guys in your dealership versus the rest.
100%. And you know what you're talking about, Matt, because that's where you were at when you were at the car, So
absolutely.
And I think that it's amazing. I'm so glad that we're talking about this because I think that people need to hear that because that is what's special between like what you guys are doing. When you can take it to that next level, take that extra step and keep stepping. When you keep taking those extra steps, it takes you different, makes you that one company that's above and beyond the other one. I love what you guys are doing. I'm glad you're doing this DIYcrediteducation.com. I think it's wonderful. I think that these videos that you're going to do are going to be great for people. So folks, if you need help and you're out there and you need some credit, you car guys, you need some credit help too, and you know it. So if you need it, it's okay. Don't be scared about it. Don't be embarrassed.
Don't be scared. Don't be embarrassed.
Just give them a call. Give them a holler. Go to their website. Check them out. And they're going to help you out. They're going to do everything they can. And if you're a car guy, they're going to really want to help you because they were cars. Yeah. They are, like we say, once a car guy, always
a car guy.
It's a fraternity. We even have a handshake. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, that's my moment. Thank you.
Yes.
You're welcome.
Nate. Guys, gals, solutionaries, and all of you that are really wanting to help people understand that that's still where this conversation began, is that these guys wanted to find a way to help the person that was sitting in front of them. And now we have found a way to make these connections happen digitally, and they're funneling a way to help customers achieve their dreams, salespeople achieve their goals, and ultimately be solutionaries to fix people in the heart of their credit.
Yeah.
Okay, I mean, they got a big heart right there behind them. I know Matt's name when he was over here at the dealership, right? He was the car credit medic because he has history of literally helping people save lives. Guys, there's so much more to this man that, you know what? You got to kind of save some stories for when they get to sit with you, right? And they get to talk to you, right? But he was also a person that took an oath to protect lives and save them from the most crazy situations that you don't want to imagine. He had to reach in there and pull them and help bring them literally back to life. He can do the same thing for the credit muscle that is the heartbeat of your finances. And Nate is an incredible individual that he's lined up.
I wear a pickle outfit. That's what I got.
He's another brother that is a testament.
Oh, dude, you're a hammer too, brother.
The journeys that you go on, you have to go with people that you trust and love and have your best interest at heart. One sends 1,000, two can send 10,000. We amplify our power when we unite our hearts together. And these guys have gone out on a mission to literally help the people and the commerce continue to go on and not be held up by the small boundary of credit. Right. And they're masters in this sphere. And I love it. And I'm excited that they're here. Obviously, guys, folks, I have a lot of heart for them. This is our show. I can say it however much I want to. And make sure that you find people that believe in you, because from the moment, remember, I was told about where it was that you guys wanted to go. Remember, car guys, car gals, these are producers inside of your store. Put your mind inside of the manager's mode for a moment. Where you're told some serious producers inside of your store are about to bounce out and go start their own business.
It was tough to leave the family. It was tough to leave.
There's plenty more where that came from, car guys and car gals. Make sure that you tune in for part 2 of this group. Get you some.